Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
You're listening to The Jillian Michaels Show.
Hello, Manis.
Hello, Jillian. Where?
All right, I've got a vent again.
Well, you know what? I hope you do. Because you know what? It comes from your heart. It's passionate. I'm ready.
Well, first of all, I am sick and tired of being sick and tired.
See, that's
That has nothing to do with it. I just like the way it sounded.
No, that's
wasn't that movie?
That's a term used in the recovery community.
It's like a Faye Dunaway movie.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Oh, it is.
Oh, no, that's from broad...
Network.
Network.
Was it Network?
Network. I'm sick of it. I'm not going to take it anymore.
Yeah. But that's not it at all.
Okay.
I just like the sound of it.
Okay.
Oh, my God, dude. I am dumbfounded. We're going to call this a career coach segment.
Okay.
Here we go. So, did you just rip ass on my... one of you did it?
It was me.
Jake.
God, don't cut that out. People need to know what I live through around here. Okay. So... So we have this platform. I've talked about it, right? It's called Fit Fusion.
Yes.
And streaming fitness is the wave of the future, blah, blah, blah. Fit Fusion, the idea is we want to take your favorite names, the key names in certain categories, and we want to feature them, like Netflix. So we're like, okay, we may not have all this person's content, but we've got Zeus Goliath, we've got some from the Tone It Up girls, we've got... Dashima, we've got Tara Stiles, Jillian Michaels, and you've got and it depends on your generation, right? We've got Billy Blanks, and we're working on getting Leslie Sansone for the boomers. And then we're talking to Hannah Bronfman and Massey Arias for the, not just them, but for the younger kids. You kind of try to make sure, in every category, right? We're like, okay, these are the biggest names in yoga. These are the biggest names in Pilates. These are the biggest names in HIIT training. These are the biggest names in boot camp. Because we really think, and I've really experienced, that people like to work out with a personality matters to them. They get attached to their trainer.
Sure, absolutely.
Right? Not just like, oh, this, whatever. They get attached to the person. They want, it matters. And so so that's the idea, right? So one of the things that we've been doing is expanding this platform, and it's now on Amazon Prime, and you can get it on through your cable at ATT Uverse. You can use it in your gym. If your gym has Wexer on demand, you can just go to .com, or you can download the app in the Apple Store. Any place, anytime, anywhere, right? That's the idea. But only from the best of the best, and that's the hook. So anyway, I've been reaching out to some people that I like, you know, and I'm like, okay, this person's really impressive. That person's really impressive. And I'm checking all these different platforms, and you're also trying to figure out, to be honest with you, I mean, oh my God, like the fake follower thing's off the chain. I've got 5 million followers, and I'm like, okay, right. No one's ever heard of you except for the past year, and you've got, you know, millions and millions of followers. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm like, I never heard, you know. So anyway, I'm trying to sort of figure out like who's legitimate and who's not. And yes, the fake follower thing becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, because it's like all of a sudden people go, oh, she's got 10 million followers. She's the girl. And you're like, yeah, okay. You know, and then it gets some real followers. But you got to see, I'm like, if that gets you out there, you know what? I commend you. Are you good enough to kind of keep that foot in the door and hold your audience? That's what remains to be seen. But that's not what this is about. I'm sick and tired of people saying, millennials, they don't care, these millennial kids. That's not true. And we have to stop with these sweeping generalizations. We have to stop. Like, my assistant's 27, she's a child, she cares, she works her ass off. Like, you know, Jake's a child, but he cares, he works his ass off. And yes, there are young people in that generation that don't give a crap, that do phone it in, that do feel entitled. Absolutely. And you know what? There are 50-year-olds that behave that way. And there are, you know, 30, 40 people, all different kinds of people behave that way. We can't attach it to a generation. And I really want to do a career coach segment, because there was just, as I'm chasing some of these trainers, and I'm saying, like, listen, we'll make content for you, or think of us as a store. Give us your content. We pay more than everybody else, and we're a distribution channel. You'll be on Amazon. You'll be on ATT. You'll be on DirecTV. You know, like, who would turn this down? We're putting you where the eyeballs are. You get paid per view of your title. So, and I don't want to say the people that have been non-responsive, but I want to give you an idea. So, like, we'll get in touch with certain individuals, and I will get on the phone personally, and I'll say, like, listen, you know, I've been studying you for a while, I've been watching you for a while, I'm a huge fan, okay? Oh my God, I'm so excited, yeah, I love the idea, let's get on the phone, and then dodge. So this one person, I sent another email, and I go, listen, I'm like, I don't want to chase you, I'm a huge fan of yours. You know, I think you'd be crazy not to give the platform a chance. Oh, this girl sets a call with me at 3:30. And I had something that day. I had the I'm on the cover of Shape Magazine, right? I had a party for Shape Magazine for the cover. And I was in hair and makeup, and I was like, Nicole, just move around whatever you have to move around so that I can do this call. 3:30 comes. I call. Her phone goes to voicemail. She specifically asks for 3:30 on Wednesday, Pacific time, right? I email Nicole. I go, dude, you sure you got this right? Nicole's like, dude, sends me the number, sends me the email, 3:30, blah, 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 right? So I call again. I'm like, hey, have us down for a 3:30 call. This is Jillian Michaels. Here's my phone number. Call me back. Nothing.
Also, I had sent her a calendar invite that would remind her 15 minutes before the call was supposed to happen.
Who, to the person?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to this woman. Who, again, like, I'm not here to bash anyone specific. I just want to convey a bigger message. So, an hour later, we get an email. Nicole, right? She says, Nicole, I've been sitting here waiting for an hour for a phone call. I think you must have got your wires crossed on the time zones. Nicole calls me and she goes, Jill, here's the chain. And this girl responds on the exact same chain where she asks for 3:30 and gives us her number, Pacific. And so I responded and I said, listen, I go, with all due respect, scroll down this email chain. I'm like, you asked for 3:30. We move things around to accommodate you. We dialed the number you requested. I'm like, I'm available now if you want to talk. She doesn't respond. And I just said, you know, I don't want to chase you. I think you're brilliant. If you, you know, whatever you're going through, I don't know what it is, but if you change your mind, you know, the platform is exists. And she like writes back and she's like, oh, I guess I'm whatever. And I don't know that I could take on a new business venture. Like, there's nothing to do. If you have existed, we can shoot content for you, or we could put your content up. But I was blown away. Not at the fact that, like, just say no. Just be like, hey, listen, you know, I don't want to go down that road right now. I'm going to try this. I'm going to try that. I'm going to try this and that. But let's keep in touch, right? I was blown away. I'm like, I know this is like a don't you know who I am moment. But at the end of the day, I was like, I am Jillian Michaels. I know everyone in this space. Everyone. I know everyone. Like, why would you do that? Why? Because I'm like, she's either on drugs or like, what's wrong with this girl? And she's not the only one.
Why do you think?
I have Janice, I'm flabbergasted. And then let me give you a different example, right? So there's this young girl that I've been watching for a while now. And I had a meeting with 17 Magazine. And they were like, are you watching Hannah Bronfman? And I was like, you know, I know of her. This is about a year and a half ago. And they're like, keep your eye on her. She's really impressive. I was like, okay. So I start doing my homework on this kid. She's not a trainer. She's actually a DJ. And she would post these things like about her fitness routine and her wellness routine. And she started this thing called like HB Fit. And it was health and beauty fitness, but her name's Hannah Bronfman, right? So I'm watching her, but it's like this younger generation really enjoys, they like to relate to the person. They don't care if you're, it's just a different world. They're not like, oh, or do you have 25 certifications and a degree in exercise? You know, they're like, I really like her. I want to put makeup on with her on YouTube. It's just different. And this girl's just a cute kid, like smart. I like the way she talks. She's very real. She's got a really fun life. And so I was like, Giancarlo, I really like this girl. Can we reach out to her? And she's with an agency called William Morris Endeavor. She gets on the phone. And we have a conversation. It's not like her agent gets on the phone.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I was, she's like, look, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not a trainer. And I was like, I go, that's okay. I'm going to put you with the top fitness experts. I was like, Kendall Hogan, who texts all my stuff. I'm like, I'll be there with you. I'll create these workouts with you. We'll be completely transparent. We'll make sure everything is bulletproof. And you know, we're trying to work out a deal. But I was so impressed with her. She showed up. She called in on time. She got on the phone herself. She was completely transparent. And I was like, what an impressive kid. Wow. And I say kid because, again, I'm 42. So to me, she's, you know, a kid. She's early 20s, I think. But at the same time, I've got people that it just blows my mind that I'm chasing. And I'm like, this is why your career never went to the next level, because you operate this way. Mm-hmm. Then the Tone It Up girls, their manager gets on the phone with Giancarlo and I. And he's like, I'm not quite sure what direction we're going to take it. We're starting to pull things off YouTube and this and that and the other. And we were like, listen, you know, really impressed with the girls, blah, blah, blah. We love their stuff. We love their vibe. We love their energy. You know, we just think they're great. And, you know, we could offer you just a different whatever. This guy calls back and he's like, we'd love to set up a dinner for the girls to meet Jillian. And I was like, hell yeah. We all go to dinner. Like, and we go to dinner. And it's like, who knows what we're going to do together? Who knows if we'll do anything together? But we sit down, we show each other mutual respect, we acknowledge each other's accomplishments, we're not threatened by one another, we post pictures about each other, we, you know, tell people like, hey, I really love this person and love what they do, and it's about collaboration and not competition, and we appreciate that, like, we're stronger together than apart, and that's what makes those girls awesome. That's what makes them great at what they do. Yeah. And that's why they are so successful. And they have been tremendously successful. And they've got their, like, their energy and their vibe and their tone and their whole thing. Like, and you can tell right away. You know what I'm saying? Right away by the way people handle themselves. Like, are they on time? Do they show you the proper respect? And I don't mean, like, bow down to you. I mean, like, respect. Do they and expect respect back, of course. But, you know, it just, and it's the, you know, oh my God, are they flaky? I just don't function. I mean, if we have a call at 12 o'clock at 11:59 and 58 seconds, I am on that call. I'm on that call. If I get an email, I respond to that email right away. Like, I just don't understand that. I don't. And I'm telling you, it's a competitive world, okay? Bottom line, there's 7 billion freaking people on this planet. If you want to be successful, you need to do at least the bare minimum of showing up on time, being educated about who you're talking to, knowing what you want to get out of the conversation ahead of time. If you're not interested, politely decline and keep the dialogue open. You know, it's not for us at this time, but we'd love to see where it goes. You know what, you know what I'm saying?
Let's stay
in touch. It's just, it blows my mind. It blows my mind. And when the people that came to me, whether it was a Dr. Phil or a Susie Orman or a Maria Shriver, like I, you know, even when I would meet, oh my goodness, crying out loud, Richard Simmons, for God's sake, mm-hmm. I show him the respect. He was a pioneer in the space.
Absolutely.
Like, the respect of their accomplishments. And some of them didn't treat me so great. I had some less than awesome experiences with a few of those very high-profile individuals. And then I was like, you know what? F you. I don't need to be disrespected by you. Like, but I would always go into it with, like, I really appreciate who you are, what you've done, blah, 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 wanting to learn. But I just don't. I don't do that. Go into these situations with transparency. If you're not interested, say you're not interested, but keep the lines of communication open and thank them for thinking of you. If you are interested, don't front. Don't be more than you are. Be open and be honest about where you're at and know where you want to go. Oh, God.
So what? So if you were, if you had
my lesson is be Hannah Bronfman. That's the girl that's going to go all the way. That's not the flash in the pan. That's the girl who wins respect, yeah. Who has the work ethic, who is transparent, who's authentic. That's the girl. That's who you should be. That's the one.
Okay.
And I'm not the only one that's noticing that. I walk into meetings with different magazines and they're like, are you talking to her? I'm like, yeah, I am. Yeah, I like her a lot.
Yeah, I gotcha.
That's the lesson.
Okay. That was good.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's 5-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's not forever in my life. I can stick with something for longer than 30 days. It's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype. From the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra. I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
All right. I have some quick down and dirty fitness stuff for you. It's actually not down and dirty at all. It just sounded good.
No, I like it. All right, I'm ready.
All right. I just want to address a few things, I think, that are out there in the world about, first, which workout is better. And that really, A, of course, again, people love this black or white, right? The unilateral sure. answer. What's better? Well, what are you trying to do? You know, what are you trying to do? Are you trying to gain muscle and size? Are you trying to lose fat? Are you trying to become more functional, as in like flexible, agile, powerful? Are you trying to become stronger? Are you trying to become like, what is it that you're trying to do? We're so caught up in looking for solutions before we even know the actual question that we're asking. And that's an issue. You know, you have to stop and think like, what is it that I am trying to accomplish? If you're trying to just accomplish, let's say, a good level of fitness and a healthy body weight, then the answer is that there is no answer. So there
God,
is.
That's so true. And if you were to ask somebody, they go, I just want to feel better. I just want to feel better. And that it's like what you're saying.
Answer is
what is that?
The answer would be very simple, to be honest with you. Then from a physiological perspective, diversity would be the answer. So, you know, as much as I kind of get, I think CrossFit is trending out, but, and there's a whole backlash to the CrossFit thing now where everything is like bar and ballet, and it's all very feminine, 1980, like skinny, like short shorts and leotards, and
which I need to ask you about. But anyway, yeah, but
you know
thing.
What I mean? Like, yes. it's like we were having now a massive CrossFit backlash because CrossFit was so like edgy and masculine and, you know, muscular, and now like I'm seeing a total opposite of like, you know, super skinny and shorts, and I'm like, oh my God, you know, because
no, you're absolutely right. Though the girls that used to come in the gym to do CrossFit were just they were beefcaked up,
bigger, yeah, CrossFitter. But then now the response is like, I'm seeing like skinny Instagram skinny, and I'm like, okay, you know, and it's like, it is what it is, to each his own. As long as they're healthy, I don't care what size you are. But the answer, quite honestly, is going to be in the middle. Yeah. So for me, I didn't ever like CrossFit because they were like, oh, we do CrossFit every day. And there's like, I mean, you train the same muscle groups every day, you know, they've got a like 20 or so exercises they do every day. Well, if you did yoga every day, I would also go, no, don't do that either. You know, anything running every day, I would say no. I mean, that's why, you know, one of my friends was saying she's a runner, and she's like, man, after I ran that second marathon, I've never been the same. And I was like, I don't know what part of don't do this you didn't hear me say. I was like, dude, a marathon's like a bucket list. You don't go back in for more. Like, the human body only gets so much flexion and extension out of, you know, your legs. It's like, you only get so many in a lifetime. Anything repetitive is bad on the body. Any repetitive stress is going to be bad on the body, which is why diversity is going to be your answer. Like, yoga's great because it lowers blood pressure. It triggers the parasympathetic nerve system. It brings you down. CrossFit's great because it, you know, once in a while, same thing. Like, if it's safe and you have a great coach, you can do that very explosive, dynamic, plyometric movements that build power and speed that are extremely metabolic. That's great. One of those, maybe two. One yoga, maybe two. A bar, a distance jog for cardiovascular endurance. That's the concept of cross training.
Yep.
I don't know what happened to that. Cross training. That's the answer. Cross training.
No, you don't even see the shoes in the store anymore. Isn't that true?
Cross training. Yeah, I mean, it's like the whole idea was you do different types of workouts so that you don't get repetitive stress or repetitive damage, so that you do allow your body to develop all different modalities of fitness, agility, speed, strength, balance, stability, power, you flexibility. All those things are critical. If you're not in a sport-specific workout for a reason, I'm trying to do this for my sport or that for my sport. But even football players, we've all heard of the football player taking yoga.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's funny because on Fit Fusion, we've got Tara Stiles on there, Dashma on there. We've got a lot of like good yogis on there. We're adding Rena Yoga on there, who does Wanderlust. And when we can see the metrics of our subscribers on Fit Fusion, a lot of men are doing yoga. A lot of them. And, you know, it's like Tara Stiles was, she's like, I have football players in my yoga class. And, you know, because it's good for flexibility. It's good for calming the system. And so the answer is there isn't a panacea. If you said to me, what's the best for weight loss? Like, I would definitely give you my trainer logic. I'd say, okay, we want metabolic conditioning. You know, we want resistance training done in a circuit training fashion. We want to get HIIT intervals in there. We want to make sure to, you know, rest each muscle group. So we would, you know, for 2 days, so we have optimal recovery. We want to split them up. And I did that. I created Body Shred. That was my answer. You want to get shredded in this amount of time? Here are all the techniques. We're training all the different modalities. I've sequenced it this way so it's not repetitive. We hit from multiple angles of push and pull. You know, nothing repeats, blah, 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 blah. That's my answer. But the truth of the matter is, no one, you know, unless you bought a program, like if you're just out there going, what do I do tomorrow?
Yep.
And at the end of the day, even though I could say to you with confidence, you want to get ripped quick, you know, Body Shred will do it. Like, it will do the trick, man. It's freaking steeped in science. It's the results are proven. Like, it's hardcore. If you show up to that workout 2 weeks in and you want to gouge your eyes out, that's not going to work either.
Yep.
So, you know, if you go, well, I'd rather be dead, but I really, really like my bar class. Awesome. You also have to think about, what do you love? What are you actually going to do? If you're not going to do these other things, then you're not going to do them. Okay, so be it. So give yourself that flexibility. That everything is, it's just not, life is not black or white. I'm telling you, I know what the meaning of life is. It's gray, the color gray. The answer to everything is somewhere in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Always. Promise you. I saw an article in Women's Health. That I just don't understand, like, who pitched this and then who says, yeah. Your definitive guide to cleaning your vagina. Oh. Why am I seeing these so often these days?
Because people are feeling freer about talking about these things.
But how do you not know how to clean that? Do you need help?
Wait a minute. It says it's the definitive guide.
Your definitive guide to cleaning your vagina.
Yeah. You know what?
By Alexa Tucker.
Well, maybe Alexa. Maybe Alexa has never gone and done that. And so she just discovered it. And someone at the magazine thought, Oh, that's the
if
word.
If you're a grown woman who doesn't know how to
clean your vagina,
clean yourself, that's worrisome, right?
Well, it's probably
what do you think, Nicole?
Awkward.
Well, I mean, there is the saying that it cleans itself, but
no,
I do think.
Oh my goodness, let
me finish. I do think you need to also help it along. You know.
When did the vagina become a self-cleaning oven?
Well, this is why we need these articles. Nicole just proved.
No.
Alexa.
I'm just saying this is why you don't douche, is because it cleans Alexa. Itself, but you need to help clean. Like, you don't clean necessarily the inside, but you got to clean around the outside.
Go ahead. I gotta go somewhere.
Oh no. No, you're staying right here.
Yeah. Yes, you're staying right here, Jake. You sit down.
Yeah, you could probably learn a few things.
Oh boy.
Stay here.
Yeah. So here's what she says. All right, are you ready? Because I was like, what?
Well,
it's another anti-douching article, by the way. I thought everyone stopped douching in the 70s. I wasn't even alive yet.
We talked about the... We know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but I got... That's what I'm saying. When did this whole anti-douching movement become relevant? No one's been douching for years.
Probably they thought they could still put yogurt down there.
I'll tell you. There's
Janice. That's mm-hmm. There's another reason.
You know what? I'll tell you. You know what? You don't even need to read this article. There's two things you need. You need two face cloths. One for your face and one for the bottom half. You keep them separate in the cupboard.
A butt face towel, remember?
Yes, exactly. And you don't put... that face cloth, and especially if there's guests come over, you make sure you don't put that face cloth out. After you're done using the face cloth, you go from the face.
Well, she says
you
if you don't
bottom,
do it right,
then
you
can
get
your
itchy or you can get a full-on yeast infection. Yeah.
You can't get a yeast infection from not cleaning the outside
Here's
of your
what she says.
Flour.
Focus on the area surrounding it. Yeah. She says, I hate this word.
Vulva?
That. Thank you. Thanks. Need some TLC. She says the inside part does a good job. Oh, Nicole, of taking care of itself. It says it has a really great mechanism to keep it clean with its own healthy ecosystem.
Sure.
That doesn't involve yogurt, but does involve bacteria.
Right. Well, take a probiotic. I always take a probiotic orally, Janice. Good God. She says don't feel obligated to buy special soap. Yeah. Did you know that your personal area has its own pH level?
Yes.
You knew that?
I did. I study a lot.
It says between 3.5 to 4.5 on a scale of 14. But she says when you use hygiene products like body wash, which have a pH of about 8, you can throw yourself into irritation and odor. She says unscented soaps are always the best. I'll be honest. I have always been a little worried about the soap situation down there. I think water... is good. Water and the...
or ivory soap.
It does sound like it could burn. And it can cause dryness. And an increase of discharge and yeast infections. Good God. Everyone just tuned off.
Well, that's exactly...
We haven't gotten an award in quite some time. Well, speaking of, did the governor of that state ever call us back?
No, they didn't call us back. Did they ever reach out to us on the podcast?
No.
Do stick to cleaning yourself once a day. It says if you clean any less... you might not be getting rid of... oh, dear sweet Lord. Just clean once a day. That's what... but if you clean more than once a day, you could disrupt the balance. And it says a washcloth or freehand is better than a... who would use a loofah? Good God.
The ladies at the pool use the loofahs.
Good. I've also heard of a person who've used...
in there?
Mm-hmm.
No.
The detachable shower head for a little bit more than cleaning, but apparently it got a little too much and they also got a yeast infection. So don't use the detachable shower head. Because if you clean it too much, it creates more bacteria down there.
Why do you know all this?
I have some adventurous friends.
This just went so wrong. I have one about boobs. Do you want to hear that? Or
yeah.
Yes.
Should we come back or
no? Just let's try.
Palate cleanser, do it.
Are you sure? We're sure. Just roll with it.
I think we've spent a bit too much time on the vagina.
Okay, keep your pair perky.
Okay.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
So these are things that you can do.
Okay.
I'm trying to. I mean.
No, I know. I'm with you. I'm with you all the way. Let's carry on.
Women care about this.
I know, but. Yeah, I think we've covered it. I think that was
keep your pair perky?
No, the other part.
Well, the pair perky thing you got to be careful of is yo-yo dieting. Because if you constantly gain weight, lose weight, gain weight, lose weight, you're stretching the skin, which can create saggy skin.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I find too tight of a sports bra is also not good. If you're like too strapped in, it's not good because you don't let your
That's not true.
Really?
Why would too tight of a sports bra make your boobs sag?
Not sag, just there's too much. It's too much pressure on your nipples.
I don't think that's good. But we're talking about perky boobs, not what makes Janice uncomfortable boobs.
Okay, all right then.
That's not a tip. In fact, a good sports bra is important.
I know, I realize that, especially if you're larger breasted. It's very important. It's just hard to
find them.
Yeah, because
otherwise you get pulling and stress on the tendons and stuff and all that going on there. And then you can get some sagging.
Yeah.
You don't want that. Smoking is extremely bad because of skin elasticity and blood supply. Oh, God, I have another one, guys. 6 things that men need to know about their penis. That reminded me because smoking can shorten your erection by a centimeter. Did you know that? Because of blood flow.
Why don't you talk about that?
Running of the arteries. I'm not done with talking about boobs.
Okay.
Don't skip sunscreen because exposing the skin, right, to the UV rays.
Oh, so if you're showing some cleavage, yes.
Yeah, can it make the skin
absolutely
less taut?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wearing an unsupportive sports bra, Janice.
No, I wear a sports bra. I'm just saying when it's too, when you're strapped in too tight sometimes.
And be careful of the bounce, bounce, bounce without a good sports bra.
I'm just saying when you push your nipple area too hard, it hurts. It's too much.
I've never had anyone.
Well, it depends if you're an innie or an outie.
Wait, your nipples? Innie.
An innie or an outie.
Like with your nipples?
Yes. Some women are innies and some are outies.
No, that's a belly button thing.
No, I dated a girl with inverted nipples one time.
Yeah, there's all kinds of women that have. You've never seen.
It's rare. I've never seen it again.
That's not real.
Yeah.
It's like a unicorn.
A unicorn?
Yeah, that's like the myth of the. Google that.
Okay.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I don't think we're talking about the same thing. I think you just mean you don't get like the pencil eraser action, right?
No, there's some women that have. They're not always out.
But they're not inverted.
Yes.
No.
The first thing that pops up is how to get rid of inverted nipples.
Well, that's sad. What if you have them? We shouldn't say that you'd need to.
Yeah. Hold on. I'm trying to find a real picture. I just see diagrams.
Okay. Well, I did read this article that I thought Jake would appreciate. And it says that smoking can compromise the size of Mr. Wiener. Did you know that?
Oh, that explains a lot, because I don't smoke.
Yeah. It can compromise Mr. Wiener by a quarter, or no, a centimeter. Are you going to bring up this picture for me, or no?
I'm just trying to find a real one.
You know you can break Mr. Wiener? Did you know that, Jake?
Yes.
Yeah, there's no bones, but if Mr. Wiener gets bent the wrong way when he's doing his thing.
Which usually happens when girls on top.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's.
Yeah,
let's...
Mr. Wiener can break.
Here you go.
Yeah.
Wait.
Oh, wow. I'm looking at that. That is inverted. I've never seen that before. You're the producer. It's your job. I told you we should take a break.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, we are back. And Carolyn from Texas has a question for you.
Whoa. Hey, buddy.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm feeling so excited to talk to you. I'm such a big fan.
Oh, thank you. What's going on?
Okay, so I've seen a lot of advertisements for this fitness DNA test that you can take.
Yeah.
And I'm a little weary about giving anyone my DNA.
Don't blame you.
I'm not really cool about that. But my parents have done the DNA thing with like National Geographic, where you can find out where you're from and
yeah.
all this stuff. These people are telling me that, you know, or telling everybody that if you send in a swab from your cheek or whatever, they can tell you what type of food you should be eating for weight loss and what your
yeah.
genes say about how you can process things like caffeine and things like this. And I'm not really willing to give these people $200 and, like I said, my genetic code, but
yeah.
I was wondering yeah. if you knew anything about that. Like, is this the future of
It's the
of
future,
fitness?
And that's exactly it. The future, as in we're not there yet.
Okay.
We have a very... vague or I'm trying to find the right word to say, like, immature understanding of what the future will hold.
Okay.
There's epigenetics, there's nutrigenomics, and it really is all about unlocking your DNA and understanding how your unique DNA, you know, what foods are going to switch off the breast cancer gene in you versus
right.
turn it on in another. And, you know, it's the future. It's been the future for about 10 years now. It's still the future. And we just don't, our science is just not there yet. Like, we have a rough understanding. I mean, I did a test and they're like, well, and this was, when I was on the doctors several years back, and it was like, are you predisposed to, you know, and I don't have the BRCA gene,
right.
The one that, I'm sorry, that Angelina Jolie had.
Thank goodness.
I don't have that, unfortunately. But they were like, well, you know, you're predisposed to breast cancer. And at the end of the day, we aren't advanced enough, quite honestly, to really unravel the mystery of our unique genetics and our DNA. What we can say is that I can tell you this, and this is a fact. Genetics are dynamic in that no matter what, you can affect the expression of your genetics via lifestyle. And when I say lifestyle, I mean eating, sleeping, drinking, environment.
Mm-hmm.
And the bottom line is that ultimately, you know, there's no panacea. So I promise you that if this kind of science was possible, Olympians would be, you know, oh my God, you know, oh, it's, or cancer researchers would have unlocked it to fight cancer. You know, it's just,
mm-hmm.
we're just not there. They'd be going, okay, Jillian, I took your DNA and we figured out what's going to turn the breast cancer gene off and on in you. What we do know is excess estrogen, you know, is linked to breast cancer. You know, we don't understand, you know, we do know about this BRCA gene that we see like mutations and this and that, but that's the thing. Our understanding of this is all just extraordinarily premature. It's just not developed. So my answer with all of it is simple. Here's what we know, right? We know the genetics are not a foregone conclusion. We know we can affect their expression. We know that chemicals, toxins, environmental toxins, stressors, lack of sleep, all of these things are going to turn on disease unilaterally. We don't know what it's going to be. It could be diabetes. It could be heart disease. It could be cancer. But we already know what's bad. I mean,
mm-hmm.
come on. If I sent you through a drive-thru right now and the food had artificial color, artificial flavors, preservatives, pesticides, hormones, trans fats, and high fructose corn syrup, you tell me, good or bad?
Right. Terrible.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah,
so
are you telling me I don't need a $250 test to tell me that?
You, exactly my point. You know, I mean, if I fed you 3,000 calories, you know, are you? Is it likely you're going to gain weight?
Of course.
Ding, 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 ding. So, and you can also, the truth of the matter is it's a simple observation. So, for example, I in one of my older books, I used to have something I called an oxidizer test. And all this means is that, have you ever noticed some people eat more carbs and they feel like, oh my God, if I don't have these carbs, I'm like dead. I'm exhausted. Mm-hmm. Other people eat carbs and they're like, oh my God, I spiked. I have no energy. I'm exhausted. Some people do better on low carb diets. And this is simply the way our body, how quickly the rate in which our body converts food into blood sugar, right? So foods that are naturally what we call lower on the glycemic index, for example, a steak is a hell of a lot lower on the glycemic index than a piece of bread. So bread's going to convert more quickly into blood sugar, higher on the glycemic index. Steak's going to convert more slowly. Well, if I break my food down more slowly and I'm eating steak, I'm going to be like, oh my God, I'm so lethargic. I'm exhausted. And conversely, if I break my food down more slowly, I'm going to want more carbs. I'm going to want to have more carbs for energy. But guess what all this is telling you? The goal of all of it was, what makes me feel more full for longer and what gives me lasting energy? So that, guess what? I don't eat so much. That's the whole idea. So for example, we were in New Orleans, right? And all my friends were having
I saw you on Instagram. You had beignets.
I didn't actually have them. My friends all had beignets. I did have a biscuit, though.
Carol,
I did have a biscuit.
Good for you, sister.
I didn't have... I actually don't. I haven't eaten, like, sugar.
Oh, that's right, because you're not doing sugar.
But I had... I went and I got a biscuit from the hotel, and it was delicious, right? I had a biscuit, and I had some butter, and my friends all had beignets. And a lot of my friends were like, oh, my God, I'm going to unravel if I don't get, like, a side of eggs to go with this or whatever. And... if I could eat those beignets and be full for hours, whereas if I just had the eggs and I didn't have bread or some sort of carbohydrate with it, I would be like, ugh, because I'm more of like a slow oxidizer. A general rule, my point of all of this is simply to help you understand, pay attention to your body. It's going to tell you everything you need to know right now. You know, when
I can tell you if I eat avocado and those good fats, then I'm good to go.
Okay.
But if I have a lot of carbs, I'm hungry all the time.
You're more of a fast oxidizer. So your body's already telling you. It's saying, listen, I break my food down really quickly, so give me more protein and more fat in my ratio. So, for example, you know, I always say, look, you need protein, you need fat, you need carbs. We want clean sources. So whole grains, avoid pesticides, you know, try to keep the meat clean, no hormones, no fake fat, all this stuff. But when you're going, okay, I'm having breakfast, well, is that breakfast going to be a bowl of oatmeal with a few crushed almonds for fat and protein? Or is it going to be two eggs, you know, cooked however, and then maybe, you know, a side of fruit, but more fat and protein versus more carbs? And that's listening to your body. The rest, buddy, is common sense. And if you're allergic to something, your body tells you right away, I'm lactose intolerant, I have celiac disease. Your body will tell you. So what we know is the following: don't eat fake stuff, avoid chemicals, exercise. Bottom line is, exercise is good for everybody, period. End of story. If you're allergic to something, you're going to know right away. If a certain kind of food makes you feel tired and lethargic, you're going to know right away. And the science on this other stuff is not there yet. The day that they go, we can break this whole thing down in detail and really understand it, is going to be a great day. But we're not
there. Yeah, it's exciting. I feel like cancer, they're making progress with cancer already, but...
There's a really cool book.
I'm not going to pay.
No. Read a book called...
to tell me to do exactly what you tell me to do all the time.
No, buddy. There's a book called Physics of the Future by a guy named Michio Kaku, and he's actually he's an astrophysicist. But he talks about all this cool stuff that you can expect to see in medicine. Like, you're going to wake up in the morning, and, you know, as you brush your teeth and spit in the sink, it's going to go, oh, we've detected some precancerous cells. Your prescription will be waiting for you at your local CVS. Like, you'll pee in the toilet and it will constantly read your cholesterol, your toxicity, your mercury, your this, your that. Like, but we're not there yet. We're not there yet. Not in our life. Not anytime in the near future.
Okay. Well, cool. Like I said, I wasn't planning on spending the money, but I just wanted to get your take.
You get some generalities like, oh, you know, it might say to you, you know, you're sensitive to caffeine. Well, have a cup of coffee. Tell me how you feel. You know, you're lactose intolerant. Oh, you have celiac disease.
Well, I think I already knew that because I had a stomach ache every time I had milk.
There you go. You see what I mean? I mean, like, they're going to tell you things that a doctor can tell you. And at the end of the day, okay. I mean, you know already. And this is where I'm just going to say, look, you know, common sense, bud. Use your common sense and listen to your body, and it will steer you straight every time.
All right. Will do.
All right, peanuts.
Awesome. Thanks, Carolyn.
Thank you.
Have a great day. All right.
Thanks.
All right. Ah. Manus loves her callers. I'm
Thank you, bud.
Don't forget, email us your questions with your phone number to JillianPodcast@gmail.com. We want to talk to you.